In double overtime, Appalachian State defeats Georgia Southern 84-78, confirming that the Eagles will in fact be the number 5 seed in the East for next week's conference tournament starting on Friday in Pensacola. They'll match up against the number 4 seed in the West. We don't know who that is. We'll have to wait for the weekend to conclude, and then the conference will release the full bracket at that time, probably on Sunday afternoon, maybe even into Monday morning as we all get ready to head to Pensacola. But we're now joined by head coach Brian Berg on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up. I know this has got to be deflating considering how well the team had played the first 25 minutes of the game, but after something like that, what do you say to them to try to keep them up with one game still to play in the regular season?
Tell them the truth, Danny. You know, have to be a truth teller. Tell them exactly what's taking place. That was a tale of two halves. Played their first half with team defense, held a good quality team to 20 points, shared the ball on offense, got quality shots, shot 57% from the field, and then did the exact opposite in the second half. That's something that we can control. Areas that are of concern or continue to be our turnovers as well as as well as free throw shooting. You know, you're not going to win games whenever you shoot 53% from the free throw line. You go to the line 30 times. That's where the game's won and lost, and we failed at that today.
If there was one thing and only one thing that could be looked at as a high point, you out-rebound App 53-35, 21 of those on the offensive end, most against a Division I team in more than 3 years. And we talked before the game about setting a tone physically, and on the glass it sure looked like you did coming right out of the box.
Yeah, we were able to rebound in the first half. We really rebounded well, got all over the offensive glass. You know, Prince Toyambi had 4 in the first half, offensive, 8 total in the first half. That's a bright spot. I think another bright spot would be the 20 minutes of defense we played, because we did play team defense. But they're not a 20-minute game. It's a 40-minute game, and that's an area that we have to understand, and we struggled to do that. We have a quick turnaround, and that's something that we need to focus on, watch the tape, and then end up getting better.
Is there anything that you can pull from to – I mean, you're certainly honest with them, but is there anything you can pull from to say, look, I know that this is something that just happened, but we've got to come back and play these guys again tomorrow afternoon. It's the end of the regular season.
You know, losing is hard. You look at myself, I'm not used to catching L's. I'm not used to losing.
Yeah.
I've been up the hard way of the mountain, but I've always found my way to get up the mountain, and we're going to do that. We're building a culture. Sometimes it doesn't show in the wins and loss column in year one, but we're continuing to get better. I want more consistency because I still see glimpses of us having an opportunity to be a good ball club and a good foundation. But to do that, you have to have consistency throughout the entire game. And we haven't put together 40 minutes. Today was 50 minutes with the overtimes. Got to get the group to stay together. Got to be able to tell them the truth, and they have to understand and hear the truth. And then once you do that, you have to put those adjustments into the game because you have a quick turnaround tomorrow.
Despite the way that it ended, the fact that you led by 22 points with 15 minutes still to play, I would think that that would give this team an added boost to know that, hey, we can play this well, and if we can just sustain it for the rest of it, then not only can we finish up the regular season with a win against Appalachian State, but we're fully capable of making a run in Pensacola.
Yeah, the message never changes. You want to play your best basketball going March. We played the 20 minutes today. It hurt us because we didn't play for the remainder of the game. We only played in spurts. We got to continue to move the basketball, share it. And then you have to play team defense. The second half and in the overtimes, they were shooting shots right at the rim. And that's on us to be able to make the adjustments. But you have to sit down and guard one-on-one. It's an area of focus in practice. It happened for portions of today, but not the overall game.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We will catch up with you tomorrow afternoon in advance of the regular season finale.
See you tomorrow.
Head Coach Brian Berg on our Ford Locker Room wrap-up. We will conclude tonight's broadcast after this break as Georgia Southern falls to App in double overtime, 84-78. This is Eagle Basketball from Learfield, IMG College.